KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 9 o'clock, we have sunny skies, 81 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be sunny, hot, and humid today with a high of 95. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Hummel Insurance, your Western Iowa Mutual Insurance Association agent in Oakland. Two children were hurt Friday afternoon when the vehicle they were traveling in crashed into an embankment near Red Oak. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports this morning the accident happened around 3:45 p.m. Friday on Highway 34 at the intersection with L Avenue. Officials say 75-year-old Keith Wayne Roan of Rockwall, Texas, was driving a 2001 Chevy Suburban eastbound on Highway 34 when he fell asleep at the wheel. The SUV and a travel trailer it was pulling crossed the westbound lane of traffic and entered the north ditch. The vehicle traveled about 400 feet before hitting an embankment and coming to rest. Two unidentified children in the SUV suffered minor injuries and were transported by Red Oak Rescue to the Montgomery County Hospital for treatment. The Suburban was a total loss, while the travel trailer sustained about $500 damage. I'll have more news after this.
Sirens are blaring, the skies are threatening, and your family is headed for the basement. The last thing you need to worry about is whether or not you have enough insurance on your house. But you know what? Many homes are underinsured, some considerably so. Construction costs have gone up substantially in the past several years, and what was enough to rebuild your house just a few years ago won't even come close today. But it isn't enough to have the right amount of insurance, you also need the right kind. Hi folks, this is Craig Hummel. At Hummel Insurance Services, our goal isn't just to save you money. While that is important, it's not as critical as your lifestyle. Our goal is to prevent you from losing everything you own, and that's one reason we have represented Western Iowa Mutual Insurance for many years. They are there when you need them. If your house is badly damaged, you can count on them being there for you, not in 2 to 3 business days, but in many cases the same day as the damage occurred. With the strength of Western Iowa Mutual and the knowledge and experience of Hummel Insurance, how can you go wrong? Hummel Insurance Services is your trusted choice agency where your interests come first. Call 1-800-482-6426 or go to our website at hummelins.com.
The Atlantic Police Department reports no injuries following an accident Sunday afternoon at 7th Street and Hospital Drive. Officials say a vehicle driven by Jerry McCrory of Atlantic was eastbound and had stopped at the stoplights at 7th and Hospital Drive. A car driven by Paula Getch of Atlantic was also stopped at the same intersection behind McCrory's pickup. Getch started to move forward while McCrory was still stopped, causing Getch's car to rear-end McCrory's pickup. And that accident again happened around 12:45 p.m. on Sunday, causing about $2,300 worth of damage. Getch was cited for failure to maintain control. The Atlantic Police reports also 23-year-old Casey Sampson Jr. of Atlantic was arrested Sunday. He was taken into custody on a valid Cass County warrant for willful injury. Sampson was transported to the Cass County Jail, booked in, and held. As you may have heard on KJAN Sunday night, the king and queen for this year's Cass County Fair were announced. The ceremony marked the start of the fair Sunday evening. Reigning over the fair this year as queen is newly crowned Erin Steele, the daughter of Lynette and Doug Steele. Robert Nichols, the son of Linda and Bill Nichols, was crowned fair king. Other royalty this year include Tess Peck, the daughter of Bob and Celeste Peck, who won the titles of Cass County Fair Princess and Miss Congeniality. And Mark Jacobson, the son of Mike and Darla Jacobson, was named Prince of the Fair. J.T. Baker was awarded the title of Mr. Congeniality. Police in Council Bluffs are asking for your help in locating a missing female juvenile. 17-year-old Michaela Renee Allen of Council Bluffs was last seen at the Council Bluffs Public Library at around 4:30 p.m. Sunday. The girl stands about 5 feet 6 inches tall and weighs about 130 pounds. She was last seen wearing a multicolored hat with lettering on it, a pink shirt, and tight skinny jeans with high heels. A witness at the library said the teen left on foot from the location after making several calls on her cell phone. If you have come into contact with that teen, you can call the Council Bluffs Police Department at 712-328-4721. A 27-year-old man has been sentenced to up to 5 years in prison for taking alcohol to a Harlan party where a teenager drank it and later died. Dustin Thomas of Crescent pleaded guilty in July to supplying alcohol to someone under the legal age, resulting in death. Thomas was sentenced Friday in Shelby County District Court. 17-year-old Julio Caceres was found unconscious at a party in Harlan last October and died 2 days later at a hospital. An autopsy showed he choked on his own vomit. Court records say Thomas told investigators he took a bottle of whiskey to the party. The complaint against him said several witnesses reported that Caceres drank a large amount from that bottle. Railroad crews were busy cleaning up after 22 cars of a coal train derailed near Denison over the weekend. Mark Davis, spokesman for the Omaha, Nebraska-based Union Pacific Railroad Company, said the 136-car train was headed from Wyoming to Illinois when a section derailed early Sunday morning at around 6:40. No injuries were reported. Davis said the crews were expected to work into today to clear the debris and repair about 800 feet of damaged track that stretches over two rail lines. At least one of those lines was expected to reopen sometime today. The cause of the derailment is under investigation. A multi-vehicle crash closed Interstate 80 in Pottawatomie County for about 2 hours last night. We still don't have any details available from the Iowa State Patrol, but the Iowa DOT had said yesterday the crash happened around 7 p.m. on I-80 westbound near the Walnut exit. The mess was cleaned up and the road reopened to regular traffic flow just after 9 p.m. Iowa's corn crop is growing ever taller as we move into the month of August. Iowa Department of Transportation's safety engineer Jeremy Vorthrums is reminding you to approach rural intersections with extreme caution.
As the corn comes up in height, it cuts off some of the sight triangles at the intersections, making it hard to see oncoming traffic from other approaches.
There are normally about two fatalities and dozens of crashes each year in Iowa due to side obstruction on rural gravel intersections and driveways.
They're fairly consistent from year to year that we have. You know, on the neighborhood of about 50 people that have injuries, we have about 50 crashes at these type of intersections. So it's not a great number of incidences, but it represents a certain risk to drivers that use those type of roads.
Most rural intersections are not marked with stop or yield signs, and some motorists speed through the intersections if they don't see dust from an approaching vehicle. And Vorthams says that is a bad idea.
We try to encourage people not to just rely on the dust trail at this time of year. You know, when we get rain, you know, that dust trail, it just doesn't exist.
He adds that defensive driving at slower speeds on rural roads is critical at this time of year. The Adams County Sheriff's Department reported over the weekend that two people were arrested on separate charges Saturday night. At around 9:20 p.m., 42-year-old Lyle Kenneth Houchins of Malvern was taken into custody on charges of public intoxication and driving while intoxicated. Officials say Houchins was allegedly driving a Ford truck which went into a ditch. He then walked to a nearby residence where the occupants called the sheriff's office. When deputies arrived on the scene, they found a man hiding in a ditch. After a witness claimed that Houchins was the driver of the vehicle, he was placed under arrest. The second arrest occurred about one half hour later. The Adams County Sheriff's Office at 38-year-old Jeremy Bertacci of Lenox was arrested on an Adams County warrant for probation violation, and both men were being held over the weekend in the Adams County Jail. A Nebraska woman has been extradited to Iowa in connection with the 2001 shooting death. 45-year-old Tracy Richter Roberts of Omaha was being held without bail in the Sac County Jail. She's due in court sometime next week. Richter Roberts was arrested Tuesday in Omaha. She's charged with first-degree murder in the 2001 shooting death of 20-year-old Dustin Weedy. Richter Roberts shot Weedy, a family friend, multiple times in her home on December 13, 2001. She told authorities at the time that she and her three children were in the home when Weedy and another man broke in and attacked her. No charges were brought against Richter Roberts at the time, but the investigation was reopened in 2009. And the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers has started to reduce releases from the Gavins Point Dam into the Missouri River as it flows between Nebraska and Iowa. The Corps says releases at the dam near Yankton, South Dakota, were lowered over the weekend by 5,000 cubic feet per second. The Corps has been releasing massive amounts of water from the dams along the river to deal with heavy spring rains and above-average mountain snowpack. The releases have caused record flooding in both Nebraska and Iowa. And the post office in Grant is expected to close soon. KJAN News was notified over the weekend that officials of the facility were expected to have posted a closure notice today. Last February, you may recall, the citizens of Grant received a letter from the manager of post office operations in Des Moines indicating the agency was seriously considered closing the post office. Well, this past week, Rich Watkins, a spokesman for the U.S. Postal Service's Hawkeye District based in Kansas City, Kansas, said his office had been inundated with calls since the USPS announced that 178 post offices could be closed in Iowa. Last February, Watkins told KJAN News the Grant Post Office has been vacant since last summer when the postmaster retired. An officer in charge was managing operations since then. Watkins had said at that time that if the Grant Post Office were to close, there would still be pickup and delivery of mail along with the sale of stamps and other traditional services at what are called cluster box units, which are served by a neighboring post office. customers would still be able to use the Grant, Iowa zip code and their mailing addresses, and retail services would continue to be available 17 miles away at the Villisca Post Office or 10 miles away in Elliott. Taking a look at our national and international news headlines this hour, stocks were rallying early this morning on Wall Street after President Obama and congressional leaders announced that they had agreed on a deal to raise the nation's borrowing limit ahead of tomorrow's deadline. Investors are expecting the deal to pass Congress as early as today. The agreement would raise the U.S. debt limit by $2.1 trillion. It would also cut at least $2.4 trillion in spending over 10 years. The Senate is likely to cast the first vote on the agreement to head off a U.S. government default, while the House Republican leaders work to build support for it. Democratic votes will be needed to pass the measure in the House, just as Republicans will be needed to help clear the measure through the Democratic Senate. Liberal Democrats are already complaining that President Obama gave away too much to Republican leaders. The deficit-cutting deal being voted on by Congress would set up a special bipartisan committee to find up to $1.5 trillion in deficit cuts, probably taken from benefit programs like farm subsidies, Medicare, and Medicaid. Republicans are dismissing the idea that the panel would approve tax increases. An agreement from the panel would be voted on by the House and Senate, and if the panel deadlocks, automatic spending cuts would slash across most of the federal budget. And two Ohio men, honored as heroes for their actions after a 2009 car crash, are now suing the woman they rescued from a burning vehicle. The Columbus, Ohio Dispatch reports the suit filed in central Ohio's Marion County by David Kelly and Mark Kincaid claims Teresa Tanner was at fault and that saving her left the men with disabling injuries. They're each seeking awards of up to $25,000 in damages. News time is 9:12.
Sirens are blaring, the skies are threatening, and your family is headed for the basement. The last thing you need to worry about is whether or not you have enough insurance on your house. But you know what? Many homes are underinsured, some considerably so. Construction costs have gone up substantially in the past several years, and what was enough to rebuild your house just a few years ago won't even come close today. But it isn't enough to have the right amount of insurance, you also need the right kind. Hi folks, this is Craig Hummel. At Hummel Insurance Services, our goal isn't just to save you money. While that is important, it's not as critical as your lifestyle. Our goal is to prevent you from losing everything you own, and that's one reason we have represented Western Iowa Mutual Insurance for many years. They are there when you need them. If your house is badly damaged, you can count on them being there for you, not in 2 to 3 business days, but in many cases the same day as the damage occurred. With the strength of Western Iowa Mutual and the knowledge and experience of Hummel Insurance, how can you go wrong? Hummel Insurance Services is your trusted choice agency where your interests come first. Call 1-800-482-6426 or go to our website at hummelins.com.
In our funeral announcements, 90-year-old Eula Schrader Steffen of Clarinda and formerly from Cass County died Friday. Services for Eula Steffen will be today at 1:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. 80-year-old Marilyn J. Tibkin of Exira died Thursday. Funeral services for Marilyn Tibkin will be this afternoon at 2 o'clock at the Exira Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has the arrangements. 81-year-old Lawrence Patterson of the Oakland Manor died Friday. Services for Lawrence Patterson will be tomorrow at 1:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. 32-year-old Dean Funk of Greenfield died Thursday. Memorial services for Ben Dean Funk will be held tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the St. John's Catholic Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has the arrangements for Ben Funk. Janet Margaret Hintz died July 25th in Park Rapids, Minnesota. Services for Janet Hintz are currently pending at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. And 82-year-old Lucy L. Gatow of Council Bluffs died Sunday at the Risen Sun Christian Village in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Lucy Gatow are pending at the Dune Funeral Home in Griswold. Our news was brought to you by Hummel Insurance. For all of your insurance needs, give Craig and the gang a call today at the Hummel Insurance Agency in Oakland. I'm Rick Henson reporting.